the practice is usually that we go ahead and we work with the floor proposal, because not to do so would move it to another year or whatever. So having said that, the next step in this would be to give the proposing group up to 3 minutes to give the rationale if she chooses, the proposing person, in this case, Amber, or if she chooses, and then we would have up to 20 minutes of discussion. Okay. So, Amber, do you wish to take up to 3 minutes to explain this or give your rationale? Or is the proposal itself, the motion proposal itself enough?
I'll take a moment.
Pardon me?
I'll take a moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. So most of it is pretty well laid out here, but ACA does have a history of collecting data and then not being sure how to use it, which is completely understandable. Not everyone has gone to school for a long time for this stuff, and not everyone has experience in this. And so my plan is to get together a committee of people, many of whom I've already contacted, who have experience in quantitative and qualitative research, as well as an ethicist, in order to help manage this. This committee will work closely with IT in order to organize the files that we already have, de-identify the data when data was not collected confidentially, and ensure that we can make the most of the data that we have, sometimes by reanalyzing things or just by assuring that all of the presentations, PDFs, PowerPoint slides are all in a place where we can keep it all together and people can request it, perhaps eventually sharing it with archives once we're sure that it's all been de-identified. Sometimes what happens with committees that I've noticed when I've tried to analyze data is that committees have great questions, but they don't always ask them in a way that lends to easy analysis. And so there are sometimes unanswered questions, even though like a bunch of stuff got thrown into SurveyMonkey. I was working with Member Services to analyze 2019 Member Services data. I did an initial reanalysis of the data, and then the committee folded. And so I stopped the analysis because I want to be part of a group and part of a group conscience process and not like a single data analyst trying to do things on my own. I don't like to do that in 12-step. So this would create a committee that would work with other committees when they have goals. When a committee wants to do a survey, they would work with this new committee to ensure that it is done successfully and safely. Thanks.
Thank you, Amber. Okay. I have been asked to consider the possibility ask the delegates if the delegates feel this is a time-sensitive motion. The parliamentarian said yes. I think that is a fair request. We'll try hands up. Anybody, how many people feel this is a time-sensitive motion that should be considered now so that we have appropriate data analysis going forward? Okay. Greg, have we reached the number we need to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we will move forward with this one. And we will take 20 minutes to have discussion or less if that happens. Okay. All right. I'll start with Lisa from New Jersey, 136.
And that's 1 minute. Thank you so much for this proposal. I think it's really, really fascinating. I would just be interested in like what's been, I mean, you gave the one example, but like would data be taken from the surveys? I mean, I think it's a wonderful idea because then, especially with the term stewardship in it, if you could just say a little bit more about that. Like, was there anything this weekend that you saw that made you think this was good timing? Thank you.
Okay. We will give Amber up to a minute to respond to that.
Thank you. Great question. So data stewardship refers to creating policies and procedures for safe data storage that help to contribute to trust within organizations. I've been doing ACA service for just a little bit over a year now, and I have seen several examples of SurveyMonkey surveys, usually SurveyMonkey, sometimes Google Forms, sometimes Zoho, that just are just kind of sitting around, and it's not clear if the data were ever presented to the fellowship. Having received training and community-based participatory research, I believe that it is extraordinarily important to be respectful of the data that we collect from marginalized communities, such as people with trauma, generally, that when data are collected, they should be used responsibly and reported back to the community that they came from. Thanks.
Thank you, Amber. The next person is Patty from Web 0515.
Hey all. Hey Amber. Thanks for your proposal. I have a question. Conducting data-oriented projects, including surveys and presenting results, I'm wondering, could you give an example of how you would prioritize projects? What would be the highest priority and how would you choose what to actually organize? What data would you actually choose? How would you go about the process of deciding? Would this be a fellowship-wide participatory possibility to choose on what data is organized and what projects are created?
Okay, Amber. Okay.
Thanks. Sorry, I accidentally unmuted myself too soon and then remuted and messed up the whole process. Thank you, Patty. That's a great question. Time-wise, it's going to be the post-event survey for this annual business conference. After that, it'll likely be the motions that were voted on at this conference. After that, there will be opportunities to find out, what the fellowship wants. Some of that can be included in the post-event survey, but likely it'll be included in the motions that we passed today. At some point, Representation, Equity, and Accessibility was going to do a diversity survey. I'm unclear what the status of that is. I joined and left that committee a couple of times trying to help with that. So we'll see. Open to suggestions. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Carol from Region 2.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Carol. I apologize. I meant to say this before I called on you. In the interest of time, any questions that are directed at Amber, we're going to ask her to answer them at the end so that we make sure that we get everybody in. Okay, thank you, Carol.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this would be a WSO committee. You would answering only to the WSO, or would it be one that with the committee could be used for other service entities or the membership? Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Next is Christopher from Region 5.
Thank you. Carol stole my words. But I was also thinking, there's a question for Amber at the end. Just how other groups aside from WSO could utilize this kind of service, if it included training of us to how to do the same behaviors. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Karen from Web 0616.
Thank you. Thank you, Amber, for putting forward this proposal. I do think that data collection, data analysis, and data storage in a predominantly online environment, as WSO is operating in, is incredibly important and needs to be addressed at a professional level as part of the operation of WSO business by WSO. I do not think this is a time-sensitive issue that needs to be addressed by the delegates at today's conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next is Marsha from Iowa 029.
I have seen so many committees decide to do a survey, which takes them a year to write, and we never hear back from any of it. I agree that there needs to be professionalism, and I think that's one of the reasons we never hear is because it's hard to create good questions and to analyze the answers. So at the WSO level, it is certainly needed business-wise, but I think individual committees really need the ability to have somebody to lean on if they're going to do this, because it takes a lot of time that ends up being wasted in many occasions. Thank you.
Thank you, Marsha. Next is Kelly from telephone 0341.
Yeah, thank you, Amber. I think I've sort of heard a combination of what I'm thinking in that I can see the value in it. But I guess I sort of wonder, you know, in my experience, and I've been in committees that have done surveys, I wonder how this committee would go about actually reaching, you know, the fellowship. I mean, I feel like the surveys that are done are very limited in who they actually reach. And then you get, you know, I mean, just for example, if you have, 2,000 meetings, you're hearing back from 50. So I wonder how really representative of the fellowship they are. And I do think they take a lot of time and who would come up with the questions. And I'm not sure it's time sensitive either, but thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Next is Susie from Pennsylvania 102.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for this motion, this proposal. However, I do feel that the portion of the committee should be composed of members with previous experience feels very exclusive to me. It's a subject I'm very interested in, but who would decide, like, based on who decides that they have the right data analytical experience, who has the right data science experience. And it just felt exclusive to me because maybe I don't have that, but I want to learn and I want to be involved in it. So that was my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. Next is Marion from ZAF 003.
Hi there. Thank you. Amber, speaking as somebody who's been involved with the global committee and also with publishing, there are a couple of times where it really would have been useful to have had access to that information. And so I'm really in support of this proposal because we know there's been data, but it's like how to find it and find it efficiently. So yeah, I'm aware that there is a real need to get things more organized. And from that point of view, on a practical level, I would enthusiastically support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. Next is Brad from California 659.
I am Brad. I'd like to speak from an IT perspective. I really welcome this a lot. And as I know where this stuff is stored, it's in these programs like SurveyMonkey, what sort of reports are important to save out of there if we ever want to get out of SurveyMonkey. Secondly, I wanted to address the expertise on the committee. We have people in IT that come that really don't know that much IT, and they're welcome and they learn and we find roles for them. And I think there we'll find, you know, and I think as long as there's some specialty on that committee, it'll work. It's just like the IT. If there's no real IT specialist, it would fall apart. But there's plenty of roles for people that want to learn. And I'm looking forward to this. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Brad. Next is Alaska from Web 0150.
Hello, thank you. So I don't think that it was specifically addressed here. Whether it would be using existing software or existing, what the WSO or ACA already has as far as the types of, I can't think of the word that I want, But I think you know what you mean. I mean, and also whether this committee would be the committee that would be coming up with the ways in which the surveys would go out as well. But otherwise, I think it is a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Christine from Connecticut 112.
Hi, everybody. As chair of the literature committee, we have been asked by last year's ABC, actually, to do some revisions to the Big Red Book by its anniversary, its 20th anniversary in 2026, to become more inclusive and to add some more shares. The literature committee feels very strongly that any changes to the Big Red Book should have full fellowship review, and that's going to mean data, and that's going to mean a lot of data. And it's very, very important that the fellowship, that we be able to reach the fellowship as broadly as possible, that we fashion the correct questions, and that we then are able to use the data appropriately. Yesterday, we talked about the possibility of the fellowship looking at creating a new set of 12 steps. That would never be done without full fellowship input. And so I am totally in support of having a system at the get-go where my committee isn't making up the survey, but we're actually talking with someone who knows how surveys are done and can help us fashion the right questions. Totally in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Next is Joe from Intergroup 0797.
Yes, hi, this is Joe H. I would like to offer a friendly amendment that the word committee be replaced with special worker.
Joe, yes. We will go into a crafting a motion phase after this potentially, and then you will be able to add any amendment to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Next is Pam from Intergroup 76.
Pam, I went ahead and made you a co-host. See if you can unmute from there. You're unmuted.
Hi.
You did it.
Am I unmuted?
Welcome.
All right.
Another miracle. Okay. It may be my ignorance, but how do you use data analysis? I would like an example of how that would be terribly useful to us, either at the WSO level or at the meeting level or at the region level or at the intergroup level. I would like a concrete example of, okay, we do the survey that surveys whatever. We get this information and, you know, how is that useful to us?
Thank you, Pam. Next is Web 0188, Abraham.
I'm in support of this floor proposal. What came to mind is that I see a decent amount of overlay with this in my mind with taking an inventory, but more at an organizational level. And part of me wonders if this, you know, volunteer-led organization, I don't expect a whole lot. We're all doing the very best we can. But if something like this had been instituted previously or been in existence, would we be having the same discussions about inclusion and diversity that we are now? It's like, we don't know what we don't know. At this point, we know stuff, but that data just sitting there without a way to access it, use it, present it in a way that's digestible to a layperson, this sort of renders it all moot. So I think there is a definite degree of urgency here. Thanks.
Thank you, Abraham. Next is Kathy from California 837.
Thank you. And I appreciate this floor proposal. Well, my question to Amber would be if you could spell out, Amber, on the transparency of methodology that would be occurring during any data collection to protect anonymity and also so that the committee is not completely self-governing in that regard. I would think that a side-by-side audit committee or others who could have some insight as to their processes would be very helpful, as is in accounting committees or an accountant or an audit of an accounting, this type of thing, so that it's not just completely self-governing. And I appreciate that.
Thank you, Kathy. And next is Marty from Web 034. I'm sorry, 334. Yep.
Hi, thank you for the proposal. I think it's great. As far as any data analysis, we have to see what's available. I mean, there's lots of information that Brad has said is sitting there, and you'll know more of what you want once you see what you have. Or if you don't have it, you can create it. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Marty. Okay, Amber, you can respond to the questions that were asked of you. And if you raise your hand, then we can call on you.
Would I be timing this? And if so, how long would you like?
I have a lot of questions to address.
Let's go with 2 minutes and see how we are.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you. I'm going to do these in the order that they came up. So I imagine that various committees, not just WSO, not just the Board of Trustees, but other committees, even intergroups, come to us for advice. I have envisioned that part of the role of this committee would be like an institutional review board. So research institutions like research hospitals and universities have an institutional review board process that ensure that all research that goes on is ethical. And it's pretty rigorous. And so I would imagine that that this committee could be available to consult with intergroups if they want to do a local survey and want to make sure that they do it well and lack the expertise locally. How would this committee work on reaching the fellowship? That's a great question. Representativeness of data is extraordinarily important and is definitely a current issue here in ACA. And so I hope that this committee would be able to work with other committees such as public information and member services and intergroups, regions, committees, global committee, et cetera, to work on how best to use our resources, Comline, Traveler. How can we work together to do this better? I'm certainly not an expert on everything, and so that's why I really need a committee of people to help me. Who decides who has the right data science experience? I mean, we could reword the motion to say, you know, hopefully there will be members there who can do this stuff, but if people want to show up and learn, I think that's cool too. Let's see. So nobody would decide. It would just be kind of, yeah, come and contribute if you can, and if not, learn. Would we use software that exists or what ACA already has? Data analysis is usually pretty flexible. There are a lot of tools for how to collect data, and there are a lot of tools for how to analyze data, including tools that are free. And so, you know, we'll use whatever ACA has a current subscription for. And then if ACA decides to change, we'll use whatever we have a subscription for that year. Google Forms is free and can do lots of stuff. I personally have a copy of a paid software. Thank you. Okay. I'm like halfway done. Yeah, we'll be flexible with that. This committee would work with other committees on recruitment. Okay, so yeah, literature committee absolutely will support that. So how has data analysis been used? This is a big one. So I came on to the writing team late in the game for the Connections project, which is the new how to work with other people with more experience or similar experience, fellow travelers, sponsors, et cetera. It was that project. And initially the direction of that project was the traditional sponsor-sponsee dynamic, but under a different name. I had been analyzing the 2019 member services data, and I found that although a lot of people say that they work with a sponsor or do work with a sponsor, a larger number of people work on the steps either with a group or with a fellow traveler. And that changed the direction of that literature project. And so that's how data have been used. We're changing the way we're writing literature based on data that we're collected for another committee. And so this piece of literature is going to be better targeted to the way the fellowship is now. And transparency and methodology, yeah, that's part of good data stewardship. And I would welcome oversight. Thank you, that's everything.
Thank you, Amber. Okay, so the next thing that we do is we move into deciding whether to support this proposal in the way it is worded, a motion based on the spirit of the proposal. The second option is if more information is needed, you prefer an in-depth study. third one is to craft a motion to delegate this matter to the WSO service, floor motion, floor proposal in any form. And I'm going to post, show that online, those choices. Tamara, if you stop sharing, I now have it into a document. Okay, so these are the choices for the poll that we'll take. Okay, and so Brad, let me know.
Yeah, I just have to get a copy of the floor motion. I'm going to get that. Hold on a second. I copied the wrong one. Give me a moment. Okay, I'm starting the vote. How much time do you have? Same question.
I think 60 seconds on this one should be enough.
1 minute.
Thank you. Stopping the poll now. Bringing up the results. And now I'm sharing my screen. I could make the results bigger.
Okay. We have 80.6 in favor, percent in favor of crafting a motion that is in the spirit of this ballot proposal. And we had 72 people who voted. Okay. Thank you. All right. We are not at a point where we're really within minutes of when we were supposed to close the ABC. And what I would like to do on behalf of the committee and everyone doing the background work is to ask the fellowship, the delegates in attendance, if you are okay with extending the business of today by an extra hour. And I'd like a show of hands for that. Okay. I think we've exceeded the number that we need. Is that right, Greg?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The parts of business that we have left on the agenda are that we were to determine what date we were going to have an extended, an additional day. We have other ballot proposals. We have the committee reports, and we have the crafting of the motion for the proposal that we just were working on. And so with an hour and change left to go, hour and 15 minutes, we have to prioritize. And so I am going to suggest that we do, well.
Excuse me, Mary Jo.
Yes.
Before you do that, would you give a specific time, East Coast time, that an hour and 15 minutes means for anybody who's looking for that?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you're saying.
So an hour and 15 minutes means that it's now 5 o'clock East Coast time, U.S. It would be 6:15 East Coast time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So our choices again, and I need some help here in trying to decide where we're going next. It's like there's so many balls in the air. Okay, one option is to do a poll and decide what's the highest priority. The problem with leaving the motion or the proposal that's on the floor undone is that we don't then have a motion to present with worldwide online voting.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Okay. We could suggest a truncated version of that, but I am not anxious to do that unless the delegates would be in agreement for that. And that would be to take the motion, the proposal that's already on the books and present that as a motion overnight without crafting a motion. Crafting a motion process takes at least 10 to 15 minutes and then more voting and progressive voting. Could we be in agreement to do about 5 minutes of discussion or so?
Mary Jo, may I make a suggestion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would it be helpful for you and everyone if Tamara and Trish, our secretaries, if we tell them, add all the different things that we think are urgent, and then everybody could see it. And then we can decide, yes, we've got to do this one. We've got to do that one. No, that can wait.
We could even do it.
I'm very visual, so I don't know if that would be helpful. I'm just suggesting.
The other possibility is to put all of that into a poll after they've done that, and then we decide as a group of delegates, which is the highest priority.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it that way.
And I checked with Tamara, and she said they could do that if we told them exactly what to put. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. So
there's a question from Brady.
I think Amber could probably craft this thing into a motion pretty quickly.
Okay. So the options are that the things that are left on our agenda are A, that we have a proposal on the floor that needs to become a motion, and whether we work through the crafting a motion process. An alternative, a B for that would we take that proposal and ask Amber to craft a motion, and we do a thumbs up or thumbs down on that, and that goes to worldwide online voting. The third option that we have on the table of things that have to be done is determining a third day. The fourth thing that is still on the agenda is the committee reports, any of them, or some of them. And the sixth thing on the agenda are the remaining, am I going too fast?
Yes, very. And I would like to share this. So can I just share my screen and then we'll type it as?
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. Give me one second. Oh, sorry.
Tamara, where is this document so I can help type in?
It's in the polling material shared drive.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All priorities. Okay,
so A is craft a motion based on the proposal that's on the floor. B is ask Amber to craft a motion that we do thumbs up or down on that will go to worldwide online voting. C is determining the third day. An extended day for the ABC. Fourth is committee reports. The part of the committee reports is there are so many committee reports, and there may be some that some people want to hear and some that they don't think are as important, but it has to be taken in a block given the time we have. And fifth is remaining proposals. We would be able to do one remaining proposal. And that would be the next one up on the list would be KBDM. And that's proposal 13. And then there is no none of the above. We have to do something.
There's also this Tony A.
That was which proposal was that? Oh, number two.
Yeah.
Actually, that got more votes than higher in the list than KBDM. So it would be the Tony A. Literature proposal instead of KBDM. Okay. And am I missing any other options? I'm going to call on Charlie to help remind me.
I just want to say A says craft a motion. but how will we handle it if there is alternative motions after that?
Yeah.
Well, it would, yeah, that would, I think we could say that that will take at least 20 minutes to.
Is this the crafting a motion process? And so we get multiple? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And Mary Jo, maybe F would be closing, because we need to close for a few minutes. And I'd love it, we'd love it if Alaska could say a couple of words about the AWC.
We'll make time for that anyway. We'll make time. So F is not on the list.
Okay.
What we do in the next hour. And we'll make sure that we have time for
fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Brad, do you have access to these for the vote?
Sorry, I was doing tech support. Can you say what one more time?
I asked if you had access to this document, but I can Slack it to you. It'll be easier.
We're doing a poll.
Yep, and it's going to be up in just a minute here.
Okay, Charlie, are we missing anything? Is that why your hand is up?
No, I don't believe. Yes, we are missing one factor here. We have worldwide online voting, so I don't think we have the option of going endlessly into the night, and I think that should factor in our thinking. It's going to take Brad and March in a couple of hours to go.
We're only extending an hour right now.
Okay, very, very good. Now, I think that was the elements to choose from for the delegates. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Only one thing, according to what Charlie said, it says that online voting starts after a specific amount after the ABC
end. After the end of the day. Or the end of the ABC, yes. Okay, Brad, are we ready?
Yeah, just before that, just a point of clarification on B, ask Amber to craft a motion that would go to worldwide online voting. Didn't I hear we were going to vote, the delegates were going to vote yes or no? I missed it.
And then the delegate, again, yeah, as part of B, the delegates would then vote yes or no.
Yeah, part motion. Of the B.
Can you tell me how to word that? I don't understand.
Followed by a yes or no vote of the delegates. Okay. Thank you.
But all wouldn't right. Followed by a yes or no to the
point of information.
Yes.
C should be number 3, not number 2.
No. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay, it is not that one. The next one. All right. In order of, what would be the next one on the, I'm sorry, I think I was right to begin with.
Are we talking about the one we talked about already or the one we did not talk about?
The one we haven't talked about yet. And the next one is KBDM Proposal 13, that would be the next one to be discussed.
On my list.
That is out of the percentages they got.
Another point of information.
Okay.
What about finishing the motion that was approved for quarterly meetings and was voted for a revote?
That one goes for a revote for worldwide online voting. We weren't going to do any more of that today.
Mary Jo, that's 13 is not next. It's 2.
Brad, are you talking?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah, 13 is not next. It would be 2, then an 11, 13, but 11 was part of the combo.
2, so we already took care of.
Oh, no, we took care of 4.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I apologize. I was reading it wrong. It is number 2 the way it's written right now. Okay, are we ready for the poll?
No, I need to paste this to Brad again.
doing Tamara's final edge adjustments here. Hold on.
And just to reiterate, number E, the last choice is proposal number two, which is the Tony A. Literature proposal. What we should have done is have, we should have had Alaska talk about the AWC during that. But now it's, are we ready to poll?
Yes.
Okay, let's go for it.
Starting the poll now.
Okay, let's take 90 seconds on this. So this is only the next thing that we're going to do.
Right. Did you direct Bernadette about the time?
90 seconds, I said.
Thank you.
Can we stop the poll, please?
No problem.
It was wrong. Number two is the steps. We already took care of the steps. The next up on the list would have been number 13, KBDM.
Sorry, you said 13?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for looking that up. I appreciate that, Mary Jo. Okay, I'll redo do the poll and change it to KBDM.
Okay.
Thank you.
And what we're doing, I think we're deciding what the next thing is. And then once we finish that, I'm going to suggest that once we finish that, then we do another poll to see what the next thing after that is. The poll's already created. It's just a matter of taking the thing off that we already did and using that as a guide to finish the day. Ready?
Super close.
Okay.
Launching.
Okay. I'm 60 seconds on this. I think that's enough.
60? Oops. Okay.
Yes.
That is 60 seconds.
Okay.
closing the poll. I'm opening the results. I'm sharing my screen.
Okay, the one with the most votes is ask Amber to craft a motion that would go to worldwide online voting, followed by a yes or no vote of the delegates. And in the interest of time, I'm guessing that we don't want to do another revote. We'll take that one as the winner. Can I have a hands up, thumbs up? Is that okay to go that way without doing any more voting and deciding further? Okay. Okay, we have 40.
Please don't use the thumbs up. It disappears. Can you guys change your hands?
That was my mistake. Thumbs up doesn't count. Raised hands. Okay, I think Greg, have we reached the threshold? I think so. Greg?
He's not available. My math says
yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. Amber, you've had some time, hopefully, to prepare this. Can you post it? First of all, would the person in charge of this please unmute Amber, give her the co-host position so that she can post it in chat, and then Tamara can copy it to...
Hey, Amber, can you raise your hand?
Here, I'll do it.
Oh.
Yes, thank you. I made some changes based on the feedback and the questions, and those changes have little stars around them. So, and I've been going back and forth with a couple people on Slack and sending it to Greg. So here we go. It's in the chat and I'll read it out loud. I motion that WSO should create a data analysis committee and designate an interim chair for up to 6 months with relevant experience. The committee would be responsible for organizing existing data sets, conducting future data-oriented projects, including surveys and presenting results, developing data stewardship practices and procedures within ACA. Subjects research, data science, data analytics, database management, reporting, and or data ethics.
Okay, thank you. It would not preclude people who don't have those expertise from-
Yeah, anyone's welcome to show up.
Okay.
So then I think that given the comments and fitting the comments in, this is consistent with the original members.
Thank you. So then we decided that we would take a yes or no vote on this using reactions. Yes or no is something we haven't used before. Are we okay with doing that, or is there a preference to do it differently from the people who are advising me?
I'd advise you that I have the yes, no poll ready right now.
Oh, okay. All right. No hands up.
Can I launch it?
Yes. And abstain. Do you have abstain on there?
Always.
Okay. Thank you.
And how much always time always. Would you like? How much time?
I think 60 seconds is enough.
Starting.
Okay, the poll is going.
Seconds.
Thank you. Stopping the vote. bringing up the results. Sharing my screen.
Okay, and we have overwhelming support of that motion, 91.9%. That motion will go on worldwide online voting. Thank you, Amber. Okay.
And then, quorum.
Yep. Yes, definitely. Thank you. All right, we will now do a poll.